Can we talk about kind of stepping into that role that Desmond Bryant has vacated for this year?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you guys have heard it, next man up. I know that's what he's probably been preaching. And that's been my motto, you know, regardless if Dez was here or not, you know, it's time for me to step up and fill a big role in this defense. That's what they drafted me for. So, you know, I'm just going out here working every day and maximize my opportunities.
How would you describe that rookie season? I mean, I don't think you started any games. Mm-hmm. You played a good amount.
Yeah.
I'm sure the stats weren't quite where you wanted them. Like, how would you just describe your satisfaction level with it?
Yeah. It's like when you go into any profession and you get hired at a job, you're gonna have your ups and downs. You're learning the nuances of the NFL, and I think I struggled a little bit, but I gained some knowledge and experience, and I think that's how you become a great player in this league, is getting more experience. So right now I'm getting experience working against Joe, Batonio, Greco every day, and just get the experience to go out there and use that confidence to use it on Sundays.
You think you're ready to take a pretty big leap from?
Yes, sir. I was ready last year too, but it's all about timing in the NFL. So that's what I've learned. And, like I said, I'm just going out here and maximize those opportunities.
I know you're motivated no matter what this year, but does the Desmond Bryant trigger at least something extra?
It definitely does. And I think it triggers in the D-line room, because we know we lost a key guy to this defense. Dez is single-handedly one of the best, defensive linemen, I've seen in the NFL. And, it gives us that motivation to step up. So I think all guys, know the expectations that we got to get it done.
Xavier, would you say that your skill set and what you're capable of doing and your teammates, maybe are going to fit more in Ray Horton's scheme and his concepts than potentially what you were asked to do a year ago?
I think so. I think, I think Ray's going to stick to what he knows, and that's attacking, and he's going to put pressure on the quarterback. And if that doesn't motivate guys in the D-line room to get to the quarterback, because let's be honest, that's where the money's at. So, and that's how you win games. It's a quarterback-driven league. So we know if we affect the quarterback every game, we got a chance to win. And Nunn talks about it all the time. Coach Nunn talks about it all the time in our room. Is you got to have great quarterback play, and you got to have good D-line play. And we know if we can hold our end of the team up and rush the quarterback and get after the quarterback and stop the run, we got a chance.
How much different do you feel? I know you said you were ready last year, but I mean, how much different do you feel now coming in here, having a year under your belt?
Well, like I said, it's experience. I'm going on year two. Last year I was new. Going against guys, Marshall Yanda and Castro from Pittsburgh, and going against, Greco and these guys every single day, and be able to now take that on the Sundays and now feel confident, because I'm getting the opportunity to really do it and not coming in and out of the game. You need consistency with everything. So I think I'll get an opportunity to, to go out there and play and be consistent.
Did you get frustrated last year, maybe when you weren't getting the consistent reps that you've been used to in the production?
Yeah, I think that was huge for me. Coming, in high school, I've been the star. College, I even freshman year, I was one of the best guys on the field. So, coming into the NFL, and I'm like, hey, I got to sit down a little bit and watch these older guys play. And I'm just, coming in to spill them, here and there. But, now I feel like, I'm becoming a veteran. I'm coming, helping this D-line. As one of the leaders in the D-line, I feel like, I'm obligated to go out there and show what I can do. So I feel like, I got some experience under my belt, and I'm gonna take that with me.
Did you find you and Danny kind of commiserating about that last year? Because I know he wasn't happy with how much he, his playing time.
Yeah, I remember me and, Coach Weaver, always harped on me and Danny about, just be patient. He always told us to be patient, and, eventually it'll come. And that's like I – get back to it. It's all about timing in this NFL. It's all about, waiting your turn. You got older veteran guys, been playing a certain amount of years. That's where they're going to go with the experience. Like I talk about experience, but now, we're getting the opportunity to get some young guys out there and let us roll.
Xavier, we just talked to Coach Nunn, and he mentioned something to the effect of that athleticism, skill, all that aside, you're a guy that they're maybe trying to harness a little bit. You like to shoot before you aim,
What
are you working on refining in regards to that philosophy of aiming before you shoot?
That just comes down to technique. I've been known for my get off, and sometimes I'm so quick off the ball, I just just quick to throw anything. So, you know, right now it's just getting off the ball, slowing it down. And like I said, that comes with experience and with reps. So, you know, that's what we're out here doing right now. We got a short window of time before the season starts, and I'm trying to just, you know, fine-tune my technique and get better. So, you know, when Sundays come, I'm trusted by the coaches to go out there, and they're going to put me out there to do what I can do.
How big a loss was Bryant?
I think it was a big loss. As you guys know, as one of the leaders of this team, he's going on his eighth year. You know, that's a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge he brings to the defense. So it's a big loss, but, you know, I think we can't dwell on it now. We got to move forward. I do, but I'm not gonna sit here and give a prediction. I'm gonna just go out there and use the opportunities I can to get after the quarterback.
Carl Nassib said you're one of the guys that he's really bounced stuff off of, mm-hmm. since everybody's come to camp here and reported.
Yeah.
What's been your advice to him, and what have you seen from him?
Well, really, you know, when I came in, you know, I had Randy Starks, I had Dez Bryant, John Hughes, and they kind of led me. And so I feel like I'm obligated to, you know, help Ogba and help Carl, you know. And that's easier. That gives them an easier transition to the game. So then, you know, now they can go on Sundays and play faster and have a better rookie year than I had. That's how you're supposed to do it. You know, we're teammates and, you know, everybody's competing out here. But, you know, you want to see everybody do well, because that's where a team ultimately is.
Xavier's obviously excited about coaching on and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to be turned loose and get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
With an elephant in the room, though, LeBron's got to get better at stopping the ball.
Yeah, yes, sir.
We all know, mm-hmm. right? It's got to take a quantity.
Yeah.
Does this packages, scheme, concept, you believe what Coach Horton did, that should be able to take a strong step forward?
You know, I'm pretty sure you guys have been around the business a long time, and you heard, you know, we're going to stop the run on the way to the quarterback. That's something I learned from my defensive line coach, Joe Salovey, at Washington State, is we're going to have the same attitude, and we're going to rush the quarterback, but on the way, we're going to stop the run. And I think if everybody has that mentality, we'll be fine. And, you know, I think the expectations have been set. You know, when Hugh came in the door, you know, April 4th, we knew what's got to, you know, got to be done. You know, Hugh, he's going to say what he needs to say, but ultimately it's going to be one between those white lines, and that's going to come down to the players. It's a players-run league. So we know what we got to do. We do.
The mental and intellectual side of the game obviously is a little different to the physical, and the two kind of have to meet in the middle. Where are you at in balancing that?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you're coming out on that ledger between thinking, reacting, mm-hmm. and also the intelligence side?
Well, you know, you got the Joe Thomases. And you got the Xavier Coopers. I'm trying to work up to become a Joe Thomas, hopefully one day. You know, Joe's been doing it a long time. So, like I said, it just comes with experience and reps. And right now, that's what I'm trying to do, is constantly just take advantage of my opportunity and get better every day.
Going against him,
mm-hmm.
is that helping elevate your game? I mean, I'm
oh,
sure
yeah.
there's so much he can teach. He's
yeah.
doing his thing. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, what impact is he having on you?
Definitely, just the times that I was, you know, able to get reps with the ones last year, to go on Sundays and realize, like, hey, it's a big gap between how Joe plays and how other tackles play in the league. And everybody's good. We know that there's a reason why they're in the NFL, but there's a reason why he's going to go to the Hall of Fame and why other guys are, you know, just good players. So you can definitely tell the difference. And, you know, every day I get an opportunity to go against him, I just want to maximize, you know, as well as Betonio. I think Betonio is hands down going to be one of the best guards in the NFL. He's really, really good. And, you know, I got the opportunity to face, you know, Castro and Yanda. Like I said, I think Betonio is a great player, and Greco. And I think Cam Irving is coming into his own, man. I think I got a lot of hopes for Cam. He's a part of my draft class. So, you know, I'm rooting for Cam. And I think Cam's going to be a good player. And, you know, I think the O-line's working hard right now. Like I said, we'll get the opportunity to show that on Sundays.
How about you and Nate Orchard? Did you guys kind of put your heads together a lot and
yeah.
talk about how you
want to
have sort of breakout type of season?
Yeah, me, Nate, and Danny, I guess you could call it the three amigos. I texted Nate and Danny before we came to camp, and I told them, let's do it, man. We got the opportunity. We trained in, you know, in San Diego before the combine together, and we kind of built that, you know, relationship. And now, you know, look at, we're here today, so, which is a blessing. And I think if all of us play at a really high level, we got a chance to be really good on defense. And the rest of the guys, you know, I see, you know, Jordan Poyer, all these new guys are getting the opportunity to show what they can do on this defense. I'm super excited.
I know this is only your second year, but
Do you get a sense talking, listening to Hugh talk and talking to the veterans that this camp is going to be different than what you went through last year? I'm talking from a physical hitting. Hugh says he's going to blow the siren. Yeah. I mean, do you think it's going to be different than last year?
Hugh, he was funny. He kind of reminds me of how Coach Lease goes about practicing. When I was at Washington State, Coach Lease was, you know, we're going to hit, and to get better, you got to play football. And I think that's what he was going to do. He's going to let us play football and let us hit each other and get better. So I'm excited.
You hear any grumbling from the guys?
No. They're nobody's complaining because, you know, Hugh knows what it takes to win. And that's what the key is about buying in. Everybody's got to buy in. You know, I was at I go back to Washington State. I was there when we made the transition from being 3-9 to the next year going to the bowl game. And we hadn't been to a bowl game in 10 years. And to get there, everybody has to buy in. I think everybody's buying in.
What do you want to put on film today on this first day of pads and sirens?
Really, I just want to go out there and play hard, run to the ball, and give good technique and effort. I think every day that'll help me elevate my game to where it needs to be.
Thank you.